Yo, this is Rubes from Peking Duck. You're on Hot FM with Brownie and EJ.
2015 is already off to a ripper start so far with so many acts coming through, including these guys, the ARIA Award-winning Peking Duck!
Woo-hoo!
Yeah!
Ruben, welcome!
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for joining us on the show. We're super excited to have you here in Gladstone coming up on Friday night.
Oh, I'm so excited to head out. I've never been there. Maybe there'll be a quick little bit of time to go check out the Barrier Reef. Is that right? Is that near Gladstone?
Definitely. We're on the Southern Great Barrier Reef. Maybe we can duck out to Heron with you or something.
Oh, let's do it.
There you go. You've got a bit of a day trip, which can happen around the area. So make the most of it while you're here. But let's talk about the fact that you've had a very successful year. Congratulations, firstly, on scoring yourself the ARIA.
Thank you. Yes. Stoked about that.
So now that you've got the ARIA, can you maybe get some more things? Like, do you just walk into a restaurant and go, don't you know who I am?
I don't think I ever hope to be that person.
You've got to have some sort of strings to have such a big name.
I suppose, like, sometimes things happen which you don't really see coming. Like, especially at nightclubs. Like, it's kind of cool. I've rocking up and sometimes someone will be like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And then they'll tell the bar manager who will then just come up and be like, oh, guys, you guys want, like, a booth and some drinks? And it's like, holy
It's like a couple of years ago, a friend of mine was telling me one of the guys from Operator Please got like a no deposit on her house because she had an ARIA. So
wow.
That's where it can be beneficial in the future. You should chuck a Phil Collins like in South Park and just walk around carrying your ARIA for the rest of your life.
Well, you know what? Maybe I'll find a little spot to nestle it in my backpack. And yeah, I think it's dangerous, to be honest. It's really heavy and pointy. I've had people like my little sister pick it up. And I don't think it's safe to you know, walk around with because it's really pointy on the top. So if she trips forward, who would know what would happen? Like, I'm not excited about that.
Yeah,
that's true.
I think I need to place it on a higher shelf.
Are you still the daggy big brother in your sister's eyes, or does she think you're pretty cool these days?
Yeah, I think she pretends that she's the cool one, but she's she's a legend. I've actually got two little sisters and a little brother. And they're all under 10.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they're a world away.
So are they going to school now and saying, my brother is in this awesome band, you know, you need to respect me, and maybe if you come around my house, give me $5, you can meet him.
Well, the two youngest don't say that ever, but the one who's like, I think, maybe 11 now, she's called me while she's at school and then said, come on, I need you to back me up on this. I'm like, if they don't believe you, that's fine by me. I'm not going to be the one to go. Oh, yeah, she's got a really awesome brother that has an ARIA. Who cares? I think Dad's even more awesome. He's got a house with a pool.
Yeah, that's true. Well, when your old toast starts showing up on eBay, we'll know who the offender is then, right?
Who knows?
Ruben, you guys have played at some huge festivals over the time. Big Day Out, Stereosonic, Parklife, Splendor, Falls. Have you got a favourite?
Groove in the Moo.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? Regional one?
Yeah, Groove in the Moo. Well, we're doing a regional tour right now. I think Groove in the Moo showed us the way. Groove in the Moo is amazing. I guess six dates as opposed to like five with like Stereo and Future. Everyone's got five and Splendor's only got one. But yeah, Splendor and Falls, they're both obviously big contenders in the best festival game. But I thought Groovin' was the most fun I've ever had.
Now, talking about festivals, what's this revelation going around with Aussie festivals that Darude Sandstorm keeps getting played? Do you know where this came from in the DJ world?
I don't know, man. Definitely started 15 years ago and probably will be still going in 15 years.
I guess you could say all these acts trying to rehash and bring back old songs. It just literally came out of nowhere. And now, for example, Darude's going to be headlining the festival coming up soon.
Well, he's tweeted at us a few times saying thank you. So I don't know whether we should maybe like ask to take a cut on his shows. Or yeah, he's very grateful to that. And lots of blogs have said thanks to Peking Duck. Darude is now touring Australia.
That's it. Look, all because of you. You need to get some form of royalty for bringing him back from the dead.
It's hilarious, but I'm a big lover of Darude, and it's actually funny. On the Stereosonic tour, we played Sandstorm at the Sydney Stereosonic and got like the whole crowd to do a sit-down. And then later that night, Generic put Sandstorm on a USB and passed it to Tiesto and said, you've got to do it. At Melbourne Stereo, we're going to get every DJ to play Sandstorm. And, so I think by the time the festival hit Melbourne, most DJs on the main stage were playing it. And then the song went into the ARIA charts again.
This is incredible. Like, maybe if we get you guys to perform a song here at Gladstone, you could bring it back. Like, say, for example, Nikki Webb's Strawberry Kisses.
Oh, no.
I'm probably not going to do that one.
Yeah. So we can definitely rule that out for Friday night at the Harvey Road Tavern. What are you going to be doing when you hit the stage?
Apart from Nikki Webster's Strawberry Kisses, I don't know. I think that's now put a spanner in the works, and once we play that, no other song will be as good.
So. That's it. There's a big high expectation now.
Yes.
That's right. I mean, that's set the bar pretty damn high, to be honest. Yeah, but there's a lot of fun tunes that we'll be dropping. I don't know. We'll call it on the night. The set changes so much from set to set.
Do you have a pre-routine that you do before hitting the stage?
5 tequila shots.
Yeah, that helps everything, doesn't it?
It's the best. You could be touring and half asleep, and then you're not only feeling amongst it, but you're awake and you want to party, you want to jump on tables and dance like a crazy old mum.
Right, talking about the success you guys have had, your song High is gone 2 times platinum, one of your most successful releases so far. Are you having the pressure of trying to release another song just as good as that one, or are you just pretty much putting songs out right now going, yep, that's fine, don't really care how it really goes?
Well, Take Me Over, as of a week ago, which is the single we put out after High, that just went double platinum as well.
So, oh, wow. Perfect, well done.
It's hard to say one's bigger than the other. So it's great. We couldn't have asked for a better follow-up. The outcome, we were pretty worried about, in October when we put it out. And to see it get as big, if not bigger than High, it's crazy. So I guess now, can we do it 3 times in a row?
I guess you are globally dominating at the moment. Is that your future plans, just to keep going and keep getting as big as you possibly can?
No, I guess our plans are just to be able to live off just making music forever and playing shows out in the sticks, like in places like Gladstone.
Nah, and we're loving the fact that you guys have actually locked us on the radar too. Don't ever feel like you can never come back here again. We'll put on an amazing show for you to come check out this Friday night at the Harvey Road Tavern. Ruben from the Peking Duck Crew, thank you so much for the chat, man.
Mate, thanks for having us.
And don't forget Nikki Webster, Friday night, do it.
Oh, it's happening. I'm making an edit right now.
Oh, man. Hot FM's Brownie and EJ. Podcast them at hotfm.com.au.